Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Hey, it's me. It's Anna.
It's Anna.
It's me. What's new? What's happening? What's happening, Ray? What's new?
What's new? What's happening?
No pressure, but tell me something new.
Literally nothing going on.
She just ate half a crunchy because she forgot she had it. What a lovely treat.
Having food that you forgot you had is just a gift.
Oh, I've never done that. I've never eaten half of something and not remembered I've got... I've always eaten the whole thing.
It's new to me.
I nearly ate 2 full donuts in a row at work the other day.
That's all right. I've done that at work.
2?
Yeah.
I could have eaten the whole fucking box, man.
I love donuts.
They're my favourite thing.
They go down too quickly.
I'm like, are you fucking nuts?
Were they Krispy Kreme ones?
No, they were Greg's and it was just an iced ring, but it was perfection.
2 of them is fine.
Okay, fine, but it was so good. I miss it.
You miss it?
I miss it.
It was a good day.
It was a really good day.
Okay.
Anyway, we didn't come here for that.
What have you got for your dinner after we're finished?
Oh, it's a classic trebek. You know what? Trebek is my new favourite dinner because you just prepare it all and then you just whack it in the oven, and that's it.
In a tray.
And it bakes. I love it.
Talking of Bake Off, have you been watching Bake Off this year?
Yes, I have.
I'm enjoying it.
And I've got Rahul in the...
Have you? That's a really good one. But yeah. I'm worried he's peaked too soon.
He could have peaked too soon. But that's life, and he's adorable, and he bakes cakes to make friends, it said last week. So
I saw that when he said he'd bake cake to make
friends. His face is so squishy.
Yeah.
Why is he taking it to a leisure centre? He doesn't work in a leisure centre. He just took it to a local leisure centre.
To make friends.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, you should look at that, Jan.
I love that his hair gets bigger as well as he gets more stressed out.
I love them all.
All right.
I love Bake Off still. I know people are having a go because of this and because of that, but I love it.
I love it.
I couldn't be happier. Anyway.
We're here to talk about real life stories.
Yes, we are, Rhiannon.
The kind of stories you read in magazines like Take a Break.
Real life magazines.
Pick Me Up.
Particular about it.
Yes.
Pick Me Up, Chats, Take a Break. God, there are just so many and they're all glorious and we bow down to That's Life. We bow down to all the people involved in writing them. And also the weird news section of the internet. Social media can also be very useful when it comes to finding stories for the podcast. But basically anything where you'd read it and you'd go, whoa, that can't have really happened. And we'd go, yeah, that really fucking happened. Because it happened in real life, IRL. Mm. So that's what the podcast is about, in case you weren't sure.
Yeah.
But you should know by now because we're on episode 907 or whatever. So if you're still with us, I really appreciate that. That's
really appreciate anybody who is still
I'm
with us.
I'm always surprised when someone says they still listen or that they listen. And I know that's the wrong attitude, but it's my attitude and I stand by that. So thanks everyone for listening. Mm. None of our family listen. I don't think any of our mates listen.
That's a good thing.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, God. I'd honestly die if Mum listened to this.
Lovely Joe listens, doesn't
she? Yeah, actually, that's unfair. A lot of... But you know when people that
Ellen, sometimes. Shout out to Dubs.
Shout out to Dubs. Shout out to all our pals that listen. Yeah. Very, very kind. But look, we can't go through everyone. We've got important things to do.
Got to eat.
We've got to eat. I'm starving for tray bake.
I'm all right because I've had half a crunchy.
Yeah, I didn't have any.
I did offer.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to take chocolate away from a pregnant woman.
That's true.
I know how cross you get.
What are you stuck? Because you've got it up ready to go.
Oh, why? Are you still faffing about trying to find your
No, I'm excited what yours
lock.
Is.
Excuse me, what?
My pass lock is my fingerprint because I've got an up-to-date phone.
Aren't you worried, though? No, mine is too, dickhead. Aren't you worried that if you die, someone will have to cut your thumb off to get into your phone? I was thinking
You can put a code in, too.
Okay, but if they don't know the code, they'll have to cut your thumb off.
Oh, yeah. First finger.
Yeah. That's the problem. They won't know, so they'll cut your thumb off. That won't work. Then they'll cut your finger off.
Yeah.
And the police will come.
Why can't they just hold the phone to my hand? Why does it have to come off?
That's a great point. I guess if they need
What could happen is someone could still do that thing where they steal my phone and moped, get down the road, realise it needs a fingerprint, come back, chop my finger off.
Or stick you on the back of a moped, but not before they've put a helmet on you, because safety first.
Safety.
And you're going, oi, get off!
Yeah. But it's got a code!
It's got a code. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Anyway, irrelevant.
Yeah.
Why did we start? Okay.
Because I've got one.
Shop caught sticking googly eyes on fish to make them look fresh.
No.
Look.
What?
Oh. Eat me.
We will have to post that on social media. 100%.
A fish store in Kuwait has reportedly been shut down by officials after the owners were caught sticking plastic googly eyes on fish in a bid to make them appear fresher. Also, I can't say googly eyes. I have to say googly for some reason. Hilarious images, you're damn right. Hilarious images of one of the unconvincing fresh fish, in quote marks, were shared on social media by local newspaper Al Bayan. The paper said that the country's Ministry of Commerce has shut down the store after cottoning on to the slippery trickery.
Surely people cottoned on when they got the fish home and the eyes...
ate it. Well, though, you wouldn't eat the fish eye anyway, Some people do. The post is pictured... The post is pictured online. Mm. I meant the pictures posted online. Showed the eye slipping on the fish's face.
Oh.
Clearly showing a much more yellow eye beneath.
Why does that make me feel sick?
It just went... So, social media users took to Twitter to ridicule the unnamed fishmonger's ploy.
Classic social media users.
That is so Twitter. One Twitter user said the intersection... This is a really good point. The intersection of people who know enough about fish to look at their eyes to judge freshness and people who would be tricked by googly eyes can't possibly be very large.
Not worth it.
Another said, I thought I've seen it all, but Twitter always proves me wrong. Another advised that the fishmonger should have used a Pritt stick if they wanted to get away with the trick. It's a short story, admittedly. Yeah,
but good one.
One more comment here. Elodie Mann said, "That is gross and bad business practice. It is, you're right. But I can't help but laugh at the same time. Did they honestly think people wouldn't notice? And that is the end of the story, but the pictures are exactly what you'd think.
They are.
It's a fish.
I'd recommend with Googling a googly eye. The googly eyes if you can't
wait. We will put them on our social media if it's the last fucking thing we do. And I really mean that.
Yeah.
I forgot how short it was, and I probably could have picked a different story to do, but...
No, I'm glad you did that one. I've got another animal story.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Undercover cat burglar.
Hello.
Red-faced pet owner is having to apologise to neighbours because a mischievous cat keeps stealing knickers from their washing lines.
Oh my god, maybe it was the cat that stole the Spanx.
That cat looks.
Yeah, it does. I reckon it was the cat that stole the Spanx from last week. Never did find out who they were, by the way. They soon disappeared because someone was obviously embarrassed.
Or, needed them because they're expensive.
Them. Yeah, they put on their tight dress and went, something's not right here.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, my pants are on the
line.
Not enough barrel going on here.
An undercover cat burglar has been leaving its owner red face after swiping knickers from neighbours' washing lines. The mischievous moggy named Basil has been targeting the residents of Hanover in Brighton for months.
Basil's a good name for a baby. Something to think about. Rihanna's still not sure what to call her upcoming baby. Can you call it an upcoming baby? Upcoming baby. So Basil with...
Hopefully come down.
Oh my god, down going baby.
Yeah. Age just 3 years, the cheeky cat has not only been stealing knickers, he's also been pinching socks.
What are you like?
The gifts are then presented to his embarrassed owner, Jane Goodwin, who tries to find the victims online to return their undergarments.
How far is the cat going that she can't just step next door and go, here are your pants?
Cats go for miles at night, don't
they? Oh, they do, yeah.
One was Rihanna Drummond Clark of Albion Hill, who said she'd sometimes spotted the peeping Tom cat staring into her window.
Sex pest.
She said, I was scrolling on Facebook and saw a photo of some knickers. I thought, they look like the ones I haven't seen in a couple of days. I said, I bet it's that cat.
Oh, it's a lot bloody of cat.
Processes had to happen.
Yeah,
there.
That's a. You can't just go straight from, I haven't seen my pants for a while, to that.
Fortunately for Rihanna, her undergarments have now been returned.
Oh, good.
At least 10 pairs of pants and knickers have been stolen from Jersey Street, Grove Street, and Albion Hill since Basil began his spree 3 months ago.
Jesus. I do like the name Basil.
Basil can often be spotted with his best friend and unconfirmed accomplice, a black cat called Dave.
Dave seems like an absolute shit.
Worrying for the people of Hanover, Jane, the owner, says his behaviour has escalated in recent months. She said, as a youngster, Basil would sometimes bring leaves. Then he moved on to gloves and now he's on to underwear. Gateway. Leaves were a gateway.
Shit.
He sometimes leaves them by my bed, she said, and sometimes in the living room. He thinks it's a nice present for me. Thankfully, everyone finds it really funny and are very understanding.
But I've got a quick question for you. I've got a couple of questions, actually. Number one, is he using his paws to unpeg the knickers and socks? Because you say they're coming off the line, right?
I think he could just, like, probably jump up and yank with his teeth. Pegs aren't that strong, are they?
It's a shame, because in my head he's wearing a pinny and unpegging. And he's up on his back leg.
I hope so.
And secondly, he can't wear pants and socks. Why is he stealing them?
It's a gift for his owner.
He can't wear them, so why is he doing it
for?
They
love doing gifts.
Why are you doing it for, Basil? Another good baby name, though, genuinely.
Basil.
If you don't have it, I'm taking it.
Nicostela Basil.
Yeah? Good. Basil. Have you got a middle name yet?
It's not going to be Basil.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Stop with Basil.
It's me favourite.
Call your own kid Basil.
No, I can't. I do like Basil, though, as a rule, as a flavour.
Mm. Oh, I love Basil.
Oh, yeah, lovely bit of Basil. Bellends and Cocoa Pops don't mix.
Oh,
I've always said that.
What?
Mike's bitter warning.
Oh.
What would happen if I put Cocoa Pops down my chap's eye?
Oh!
Chap's eye. That unlikely question popped into the head of curious Mike Pritchard 4 weeks ago.
Why, Mike?
Because nothing to do.
Men.
Nothing to do. And unfortunately, the 43-year-old unemployed warehouseman, if he's unemployed, he's not a warehouseman, decided to find out and shoved 14 pieces of the chalk-coated rice cereal down his piss slit.
Piss slit.
As a result, single... Mike, unbelievable,
yeah.
Single and unemployed and on the cider.
Nothing else to do.
Mike from Budley, Salterton, Devon.
Oh, right.
Not a lot to do in Devon, no. Unless you like scones and surfing.
Yeah.
Developed an infection that almost cost him his pride and joy.
Oh, my God. Is this a Sunday sports story?
It is. Yes, good. I've given up lying.
I'm glad because I'm worried that someone might have actually done this. Because this is what I think boys do.
I don't know how... I don't understand... Bellend, how much stuff can you get down there? I knew someone that could get like marbles in there.
Well, it's a whole... Well, what? Into the...
I don't know. I don't understand.
I bet them...
No, in the sack at the top.
That in the skin. Ugh. In the foreskin. In the little wee piss slit, as you
said.
Thank
you, yeah.
I don't know, because it's a whole tube all the way up to your... Because it connects to where your wee is, doesn't it? Well,
no, but
stuff.
I don't think it... I'm not... I don't think they're talking about... In the hole.
Oh.
I think they're talking about the bit of skin, also known as the foreskin.
Really?
Do you know what? I don't understand. I don't think I'd know a circumcised penis if I saw it. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know where.
I think
bits
he's
go.
Putting it down the little hole.
Oi. But you can also. Let us know.
You can put stuff under the
you
skin.
You can also use the skin as basically a Dick Whittington travelling sack.
Oh,
bag.
That, why do you think men never need big suitcases?
Just
Anna?
Filling it up with travel-sized toiletries.
That's why they all jump on Ryanair.
Ew.
Easy.
So do let us know if you've got a penis with or without foreskin.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to hear more about how they work. Because I honestly, for the life of me, I don't
know.
And
it's not like you could ask anybody else, is it?
I wouldn't like to ask anybody. I should know. Anyway, so he got an infection. His penis nearly had to come off. Now finished his course of antibiotics and out of danger, Mike said, I thought they would piss out, but a couple got stuck and sort of went mouldy.
Oh, and also, they're not going to piss out, are they? Because you put them up where the piss goes, and then the piss is just going to come down and make them slightly soggy.
Do you think his piss was chocolatey, like the milk?
The milk?
Ew. I fainted with pain in the high street and was rushed to hospital where they cleaned up my urethra.
That's the urethra.
They said if I'd left it any longer, they might have had to take my winkle off. Oh. Maybe they were trying to frighten me, but all I can say to anyone reading this is Bellends and Cocoa Pops don't mix.
Yeah.
He's from Devon. That's not how it sounds. How do people in Devon talk?
Bellends
and
A bit like this country.
This country. Bellends and Cocoa Pops don't mix.
No, it's still
I've
not.
Gone back to the same.
Yeah. Bellends and Cocoa Pops don't mix.
Oh, yeah, Bellends and
that's
Cocoa Pops.
That's more Bristolian.
I can 100% hear children outside and we're shouting Bellends and Cocoa Pops don't mix. But that's fine because they don't know what Bellends are. But they do know what Cocoa Pops are, I assume. So, yeah, Mike's warning to you. Single, drunk on cider and unemployed Mike says, do not put Cocoa Pops down your piss slit.
Okay.
Okay, moving on.
I thought you might enjoy these lot.
Great.
Couple invite another woman to join their relationship and become a second mama to their kids.
I hate this
after
already.
Meeting on Instagram.
I hate this already.
They're now planning a baby together.
Fuck off.
A couple who've been together for 10 years. Have you been watching that Wanderlust on BBC?
I watched the first episode and I wasn't that bothered about it. Should I carry on? Has there been a second episode? I don't even know.
Yeah, and a third.
What? How did I miss all that?
I don't know.
I bet I didn't even watch the first episode. I probably watched the third one without realising. I do that all the fucking time. Did that with the Fast and Furious films.
The first one is where she tosses someone off.
Oh, no, I did see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see the other stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like Toni Collette. I like, yeah, I'd watch anything she's in, to be fair.
Muriel's Wedding.
Muriel, you're terrible, Muriel.
Have you seen her, the film she's in, Hereditary? I haven't seen it, but it's very, very scary. No, I'm too scared, obviously. It's very, very scary.
A couple who've been together 10 years and shared two children have revealed how they invited another woman to join their relationship after meeting on Instagram. Mm. Corey Baker, 27, and Stephen Pape, 28, from Phoenix, met their girlfriend, Katrina Cairns, when the two women bonded over their love of yoga and photography.
I'll get real.
No good can come from exercise.
This is the problem.
The thruple, who describe themselves as a tribe. I love the word thruple.
I hate tribe. I hate them and I hate
Do you love
this.
Thruple, though?
It's just I don't so mind good. Thruple, but in the sense that it's a good word for more than two things. But I don't like that they're a thruple. And I certainly don't like that they're a tribe.
They consider the relationship that they formed last November to be like any other monogamous one and have sex, go on dates and trips away together.
That's not how that works.
They gave Katrina a promise ring just before Christmas to symbolise their love for her.
No, you buck. What do they look like and how old are they?
They're all quite good looking, apart from the man, obviously, as always.
What a fucking surprise.
While their children Hadley and Payson love the additional attention from their new mama, Katrina.
Any of those?
Katerina, good, do apologise.
Any of those good baby names?
No.
Cool. Trying to insult anyone as well.
Katerina hopes to have children with the pair despite her own parents not approving of her new coupledom.
Is that your crunchy coming back up?
Yeah.
Great.
Basically, they talk about, in our case, we're a closed triad, says Corey.
Oh, fuck off. Stop finding new words. There's just no words.
Some people like to have an open relationship. We do not.
We do not.
We are a triad. And we date each other equally. So basically, there's no one is allowed to get jealous.
Great. How long is that going to last, really? I mean, I don't know. I haven't actually got a problem with people not being monogamous, as long as everyone's on the same page. Mm. I just find them annoying.
Yeah.
I think it's the yoga and the tribe.
The tribe.
Shit. Are they wearing harem pants at any point?
Yeah. It means great. An abundance of love, but also communication, understanding. Opening up to things like desires, fantasies, needs, issues, and concerns within the tribe.
Shut up.
We're all here for each other.
Mm.
Everyone brings something to our tribe.
Mm-hmm.
They first met after meeting up in a park where Katerina took pictures of Corey practicing yoga.
That is a weird way to meet people.
Freaky. The three are here. They are all having a nice little cuddle in bed together. Do everything together.
Mm.
They fucking said they instantly clicked and soon fell in love, deciding to form a triad.
No.
We have a lot of things in common. We always have a good time together.
Great. Not always. I bet the girls at one point or another are pissed off at the
other definitely. They say they do everything together. Whether it's date nights, weekend trips up north, even sex, we do it all together. We're just lucky to have three of us.
Where are they from? Sorry, England?
No, America, I think. Okay.
Irrelevant, obviously. But
yeah, apparently the kids love it, as they keep saying. We always tell people she's the missing piece to the puzzle we didn't even know was missing.
Oh.
They've been together for around 10 months and their families are mostly accepting. But not sure. Completely. Families, Stephen's family is very accepting. I have lesbian mums, so they're understanding.
Oh.
My father, though, gave me some crap about how he doesn't understand, says Corey. But it's not his
surely
life.
Surely his dad must be like, hell yeah, oh, high five, baby.
Unfortunately, Katerina's parents have not been so positive understanding. They don't approve yet, but they will come around soon.
Okay. Well, I wish them the best of luck in all their endeavours.
They really do everything together. There are a lot of photos of them together. A lot.
Okay, well.
They would like to have kids together, and we would really love to add to the tribe when we're all ready. We're humans, just like everybody else. We seek love and happiness.
How would they do that, though? The main wife has had two kids, yeah. So maybe he'd get the other woman pregnant.
He'd get the girlfriend pregnant.
And they'd all just share the baby.
Yeah, in the tribe.
That doesn't seem like a good option for me. But yeah. Again, each to their own. There's absolutely no judgment on IRL. That's one thing we promise.
Oh, we never judge.
We promise to never judge, you fucking weirdos. Okay. Hospital security guard who filmed his farts at work for 6 months is sacked.
Oh,
and what a surprise. Florida-based Doug, who goes by the pseudonym Paul Flart, runs the Fart Authority Instagram page, which he regularly updates with videos of himself flatulating. He seems like a nice. He seems like a nice boy, though.
Oh,
he does look like the sort of boy.
He looks like he's been fat boosted.
I think he.
That is a bad angle for him.
I think he looks 55, but I reckon he's 28. He's one of those people.
He's definitely 28.
A hospital security guard who filmed his farts at work for 6 months has been sacked.
What is there? How much is there to film?
I don't know. I'm going to play you some in a minute.
Oh, my God.
In the repetitive footage, yes, Doug faces the camera and lets off wind on cue. Mm. And bizarrely, his 28,000 followers absolutely bloody love it.
Yeah.
He told Vice, the lobby has really great acoustics and naturally we all fart.
Naturally.
I bet you don't all fart. One day I ripped a rather nice one and got really good sound from it. So the next time it happened, I recorded it and sent it to my group chat.
Oh. Jesus.
Doug said his friends loved it and suggested he take his toilet humour to social media. On March 25th, he posted his first bottom burp on Instagram.
Oh, God.
He goes by the name... he goes by the pseudonym Paul Flart, which appears to be reference to the hit film Paul Blart Mall Cop. Fucking hell, nothing about this is cool. Whatsoever.
He's such a dweeb.
Nerd. For 6 months, he farted through his shifts at the hospital. Shouldn't he be catching criminals or whatever security guards?
What does he actually do? So he's a security guard.
But he does nothing. Except watch Paul Blart Mall Cop on his iPad, apparently. For 6 months, he farted through his shifts at the hospital, publishing each pop for a small but loyal crowd that grew to 500 Instagram followers.
Your nan calls farts pops.
God. But then his fan base exploded, and soon after his account went viral, Doug was fired from his job at the hospital.
Aww.
No. It's unhygienic. He's in a hospital, you freak.
Farts aren't unhygienic.
That's little poo particles. You know that's true. That's how people get stink eye. Pink eye, not stink eye.
I don't think it's the only way people get pink eye.
It is one way. It is a good way. People farting on your pillow and then you sleeping on it and there's your pink eye.
Do you know what a Dutch oven is?
No.
It's where people fart and then cover the duvet with their heads.
That's disgusting. Why would you ever want that?
Mend
your own or other people's?
No, mend it to wind their girlfriends.
Well, don't ever do that to me, anyone. Anyone listening.
I thought you were telling me. I'm not going to do it to you.
Don't ever do that to me. Unfortunately, he had violated company policy, which prohibits farting on the job. No, it doesn't. Which prohibits using phones on the job.
Oh, the farting
an unusually high amount of times.
Yeah.
And when asked to stop, Paul Flart said, no,
I've
no
got a
way.
Fan base.
Doug also filmed himself wearing his security guard uniform on private property, which is also against the hospital rules. Mm. But he says people from around the world contact him every day claiming the videos bring them joy and happiness. I'm all about that, he
said. Farts are funny.
Doug is now making Paul Flart merchandise and music videos. Music videos.
Really hope it works out for him.
I'm really excited for him. So basically, I'm just going onto his Instagram page now.
Yeah.
It is mostly just... mostly just videos of him farting, but I'll just give you an idea of what...
So what does it visually... Oh my God, so it's just his face.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
There's so many farts. Do you want me to go back to the first one?
So it's just his face as he farts. I want to watch his expression as he does it.
So... disgusting.
It's the face he pulls, like he's
got
himself.
Quite a sweet face.
So he's just looking, he looks quite cheeky.
He's gonna shit himself. No, I think it's on loop.
Oh. No, that's two.
That one's captioned toot toot, which I don't actually mind. And I'll just give you the latest one.
Yeah, go on.
Because that was the first cut. He's had a haircut.
How many is gone? Oh! That is filthy. I can't look him in the eye while he does that.
Hashtag Paul Flart. Hashtag fart. Hashtag top fart security of the world. Hashtag former security. Hashtag flart army. Hashtag legend.
How many Instagram
hashtag American
followers
hero.
Has he got?
Can you stop farting, Paul? I'm trying to concentrate. He's got 91,000 followers.
That's hilarious. I love him.
So you can expect Paul Flart t-shirts coming any day now.
Oh,
his face changes in
that's
that one.
Enough now.
So if you do want to follow him on Instagram, it's at Paul Flart. So if you really think that's a good option, then I suggest you change your life immediately. Disgusting animal.
All right, my final story.
Yeah.
Sperm bank offers women bizarre look at celebrity lookalike donor service.
That's a great idea. I can't believe no one's come up with that before. That's so smart.
Why didn't we come up with this business?
Oh, I love that.
Lots of people imagine what their first baby might look like. And shumps...
Are you worried?
Huh?
Are you worried? Oh, not that you should be worried. So worried. Sorry, you should be really worried.
I know, because what if it's an ugly baby? I'll know if it is ugly.
I don't think you will. We won't tell you.
You have to tell me.
I'm not telling you, mate. No, because people get weird when they have kids. They're not. They don't take the piss out of stuff as much. I think I tried to take the piss out of my nephews once to my brother and he didn't like it. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Look at them.
Oh, no, they're adorable.
No, they're ridiculous. I think we can all see that.
Lots of people imagine, yeah. Some showbiz fans might even imagine what it would look like if they had a child with their favourite celebrity.
This is such a fucking good idea. I wish we'd come up with this.
A sperm bank in LA offers a rather odd celebrity look... Not odd.
Brilliant.
Celebrity lookalike service where this dream is nearly a reality because women can choose a donor based on famous people that they resemble.
I'm so excited.
California Cryobank is one of the only clinics around that offers the bizarre service. Not brilliant. Bizarre. The company's website reads, researched and selected from limitless expanses of the internet.
Yeah.
CCB donor lookalikes can be actors, athletes, musicians, or anyone else famous enough to be found on the web.
How exciting.
What a low bar.
Yeah.
Details of donors are listed with information such as height, eye colour, hair colour, for women to pick from, as well as which celebrities they look like. Women can filter their sperm donors down to those who remember men like. Which one would you choose? Okay. Prince Harry, David Beckham, or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, DiCaprio all day, every Always day. DiCaprio. I had a scrapbook with his photos in, so it would have to be him.
That is adorable.
Yeah.
Company reps told The Sun that Ben Affleck is a popular choice.
He is good. I mean, he's had a bad time recently, and he is miserable in that one video of him in that interview.
But I really fancy Sad Ben Batman, Affleck. But
yeah, I'd tap that. People are still saying that. I'd tap that. Yeah, cool.
It's really interesting what people are looking for, and it's one of the reasons we have so many donors, because there's a wide range of preferences out there. Says Scott Bryan, who is vice president and genius of the California Cryobank.
Agreed.
Sometimes we'll have celebrities listed that aren't necessarily traditionally handsome, and that's because the donor doesn't look like a Hollywood leading man, and we want to make sure you know what you're
getting.
Yeah.
What are we talking? What kind of ugly person can we expect?
Doesn't go into detail.
Steve Buscemi. You'd be a bit annoyed. And I feel bad because he came into my head so... Well, I'll tell you, the first person that came into my head was the Elephant Man. But then Steve Buscemi was next on my list because that seemed a bit mean.
He added, sometimes clients don't want someone who's too perfect.
Bollocks, no one's ever said that ever.
Yeah, the website warns no celebrity is an exact match for donors. Fair. And women shouldn't assume their future kids will look like the celebs.
Fair.
Also, how do they could give you anything?
Literally, I mean, this is such nonsense.
Imagine if you were like, I want George Clooney and you could end up with Prince Harry
Steve
spunk.
Steve Buscemi spunk.
It also adds that at times two or more celebrities listed for a single donor may not necessarily resemble each other. In these cases, consider the fact that many people look like both their parents without their parents looking like each other. That makes no sense. He's conning everybody. What? We need to set this up for real.
Let's do it for real because this guy's a cowboy.
That's my maternity leave sorted.
Sorted, right, fine.
Yeah.
And I'll just quit my job.
Yeah, if you could.
Okay, great. That does sound like a full-time job trying to find people to...
spunk
into a gross.
Yeah. So you look a bit like a celebrity, will you spunk?
Fuck it, let's go one step higher. We've got celebrity connections.
Yeah, get the celebrity.
Get the celebrities. We'll just do it on the red carpet. We'll say, we've got a few questions for you, and as you're here, can you just knock one out into this test tube?
Yeah.
I'll put my coat around you, or I'll put my towel around you like you're getting changed on
the beach.
How's that for you?
That's good.
Let's look into that. If anybody thinks they can help with our business ideas, please do get in touch on our social media channels.
We've got business.
This is very exciting. I can't wait to get this off the ground. Dragon's Den, here we come.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Deborah Meaden ain't going to fucking believe what's here.
We need to apply for Dragon's Den.
And just have a guy that looks... Or just have someone from Love Island spunk, like wanking behind. And then finally finishing as we finish our pitch.
Right. Sorted.
Beautiful. So if you can help us with those, our dreams. Remember, this has been our dream for over 5.5 seconds. So please do help us achieve our dreams. Get in touch on our social media channels. Channels, is that right? That sounds old, a bit fuddy-duddy. Social media channels, at @IRL_UK_podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, search for us in the search bar. Please do continue to review us on, iTunes. That'd be super smashing great.
And we should say we think next week might be my last episode before birth.
We think we might have to. Ran is having a bit of trouble walking to get here, poor love. So we think, let's just plan next week is going to be our last episode for a while.
Just for a little while.
Not forever, but Rhiannon,
yeah.
She's got a hell of a lot coming up and she is kidding herself. She thinks she's going to be able to have a cesarean. They don't give them out willy-nilly. You are going to push that baby until your face and brains explode.
Yeah.
Because that's hard work and that's a lot of pressure on your cranium. not their baby cranium, your cranium.
Not my... Oh, God.
The pressure is going to build up and you are going to be in a lot of pain.
Listen, but people have done it and so maybe I can.
Everyone's done it, but that must get to a point where you go, I can't do it.
Oh, yeah. I think that might happen about after my first contraction.
God, I'm on edge. I'm on edge for you. But don't worry.
More on that next week.
I will be scrubbed up and with those long gloves that people put on.
I can't imagine anything worse than you volunteering to birth the child.
I think I'd be incredibly good as a birth partner.
No,
or
I'm sure you would, but you don't like vaginas.
I don't want to see you poop, and I know people poop.
People poop.
Not to make you uncomfortable, but you will be pooping.
Yeah. Ugh. I might just not eat for a few days before it comes.
Doesn't work like that, you crazy animal. You won't have any energy, you won't be able to do it.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, that's enough. But, okay, so yeah, so next week is going to be a special episode. We don't really know how
yet,
but it's very exciting. Let us know if you can think of any ways to make it
super
smashing special great.
Yeah, if there's any stories you're dying for us to do.
Yeah, and we might even go back and do some of our favours. We haven't really decided how to celebrate. But again, this isn't the end of IRL UK. It's just a hiatus. Think of it like One Direction, except we will get back together because Harry Styles
neither
will not
of us
be
as talented as Harry, yeah.
Thank you. What?
Or Zayn. I loved her Zayn.
No, Niall's, I think Zayn's the, Niall's the man for me. Always has been, always will be.
He really is for you, isn't he?
I love him.
I know you do.
I love an underdog. I really do. Okay, so thank you very much for listening. Get in touch with us on social media and we'll see you next week. And I feel sad about it. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.